Starting in mid-August, Ketchikan's borough will allow fourplexes to be built in medium or high-density residential zones without a public planning commission hearing, as long as there's one parking space available for each unit. That includes most residential lots within Ketchikan city limits. Applications for triplexes in low-density zones, largely outside city limits, will also bypass a public hearing as long as they adhere to the same one-space-per-unit parking minimum. Residents will also be allowed to build so-called detached accessory dwelling units or small homes that share a lot with a larger home without a public hearing. The measure also shrinks the necessary lot size for a custom residential zoning system known as a planned unit development from 2 acres to 10,000 square feet. That's about a quarter of an acre. Borough officials say that could allow for the development of tiny home parks within the borough. Developer Bruce Hattrick welcomed the plan during the August 1st assembly meeting. He said Ketchikan's steep, rocky terrain makes it difficult and expensive to develop new lots.
So I think it would help you a lot in the city of Ketchikan, or even the whole borough, if you could be able to put more housing on the lots you already have. I mean, you got to do something to alleviate the housing crisis, and there's not going to be many new subdivisions.
Assemblymember David Landa said he'd heard no pushback on the plan.
This is what we asked for, and this is what we got, and I haven't heard anyone that doesn't think this is a good idea.
The housing reforms passed unanimously. In other business, the Assembly declined to move forward with a plan to give homeowners a break on their property taxes while bringing in more revenue from businesses and rental properties. Borough Mayor Rodney Dial floated the plan last month as part of a larger effort to bring in more revenue for the borough's education fund. That account is expected to get close to its statutory $2 million minimum balance next year after years of deficits. Assemblymember Jamie Palmer, though, said she was concerned that higher taxes on rental properties would lead to higher rents, and that would prevent young people from moving home after going to college or learning a trade.
Rent is ridiculous, so I don't want to do anything to prohibit people from coming home and bringing those skills to the community, and I think that's what this would do, shifting it over to those folks.
The borough's assistant manager told KRBD last month that taxes on a $300,000 rental home or business would have to go up by an estimated $210 a year to support the tax break for homeowners, and that's just to break even without any additional revenue for the education fund. Assembly members voted 6-1 to nix the proposal. Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum was the only vote in favor. He said he saw it as a way to hike taxes on owners of short-term rentals.
We've talked in depth about rentals and VBROs, Airbnbs, and how those are putting negative pressure on housing. And this is an opportunity to have those pay a little bit more of their share into the property tax rolls, along with businesses, some of the businesses that are here.
The Assembly's next meeting is scheduled for August 15th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.